good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I hope it's a good evening for you. It is Monday, October 29th. This month has rolled by very fast. Hard to believe we're wrapping it up. This is Mike Piper coming to you from Washington, right here on Capitol Hill, headquarters of American Free Press, the weekly newspaper from Washington. I'm just chatting with some of the people at American Free Press today, and with our production chief. They're going to be setting up a new American Free Press website, kind of revamping the old one. If you haven't been to the American Free Press website, I would suggest you check it out. It's AmericanFreePress.net. AmericanFreePress.net. That address will remain the same. But I always remind folks that what you see on the American Free Press website is not what you get if you're an American Free Press subscriber. American Free Press is a weekly newspaper, a print newspaper, the size of one of your news, you know, one of these tabloids that you see in the supermarket, but I'm here to assure you it doesn't have those kind of stories in it. It just happens to be that size. Dare I say the same size as the New York Daily News or the New York Post, which are considered quite reputable newspapers in light of their ardent support for that funny little country in the Middle East called Israel that so many people seem to be so enamored of. Speaking of that topic, folks, after the break, I'm going to give you information about a book. It's been published by a mainstream publishing house, no less than a Yale University Press, and it's a very interesting book about the rise of Christian Zionism. So get your pen and paper handy out, folks. I'll give you that information when we come back. No guests tonight. I have a couple people that I want to have on as guests, and eventually I will get around to getting them here because there's a lot of good people out there who have things that should be said, and I'm certainly willing to provide them this forum to say it. We only have an hour, of course, so that kind of limits things. But, you know, I've told many people over the past year, and I should say over the years, that oftentimes, you know, no matter how much someone thinks they have to say, no matter how much information someone feels that they need to impart to others, generally an hour is just about enough to get the gist of it out there because people's attention spans don't last much longer, except for maybe those of us who are a little bit more informed. And when I say those of us, I mean really most of the listeners, an overwhelming majority of the listeners of this network, the Republic Broadcasting Network. That's what makes Republic unique. It's a network that provides alternative news and information, or I should say news, real news and information that does not appear on the major television networks or even in the broadcast voices of these establishment conservative types who, for some strange reason, still seem to be able to manipulate so many good people in this country. And I'm talking about some of these garbage purveyors that operate in the realm of Rupert Murdoch and Fox News. I want to come back to that subject, this idea of the alternative media, what the alternative media really is and what it isn't when we come back. So we are going to a break here, folks, and when we come back, we'll get into that subject. So stay tuned. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on RBN. You're listening because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, there are thunderclouds and bolts of lightning emanating from heaven going in the direction of southeastern Pennsylvania. Well, actually, they're not emanating from heaven. They're emanating from northern Idaho, Cariwood, Idaho, to be exact. Mark Glenn has been under assault. Mark Glenn, who is familiar to many of you, he sat in as guest host here. He's been a guest on this program. Familiar figure now on RBN. Mark has been under vicious assault from a rather peculiar figure operating out of southeastern Pennsylvania. And according to my sources, the thunderclouds and the lightning bolts are rolling out of Cariwood towards southeastern Pennsylvania. That's the price one pays for strange behavior, for making threats against people. Well, when we get an update on that, we will certainly give you the details. But all I can say is it couldn't happen to a nicer guy, and it couldn't be being done to a real nicer guy than Mark Glenn. But he's striking back, as many of us should when we are under assault by the Zionist troublemakers. Mark is not taking the threats against himself and his family lying down, and he's fighting back. Now, get your pen and paper handy, folks. We have a couple callers on board, and I'm going to get around to them shortly. But in the meantime, I want to tell you about an interesting new book from Yale University Press, no less. Yale University Press. On the internet, it's yalebooks.com. It's certainly no right-wing hate publishing company, but it has a very interesting book out entitled Allies for Armageddon. Allies for Armageddon, The Rise of Christian Zionism. And the author is Victoria Clark, C-L-A-R-K. She's a veteran news correspondent, the author of several books. And this is very interesting. I'm just going to read to you the description of this book from its flyleaf, or from the inside front cover. It says, millions of Americans believe that God requires them to offer unconditional moral, financial, political, and military support to Israel. They are Christian Zionists, the West's religious fundamentalists. And guided by a literal reading of the Bible, they are convinced that Jerusalem will be the epicenter of the imminent tribulation, a seven-year period of suffering which will culminate in Christ's second coming and the Battle of Armageddon. In this fascinating and disturbing book, Victoria Clark explores the 400-year history of this powerful political ideology, from its beginnings among the Puritans of 17th-century England to the present-day United States, where Christian Zionists wield unprecedented influence. And let me interject something here, folks. This is very important. She explores the 400-year history of this powerful political ideology. Well, folks, that's what's significant here. This ideology, which is so prevalent in American politics today, and particularly within the ranks of our Republican Party here in the United States, it only goes back 400 years, and yet there are so many people who we might otherwise describe as good Christians who think that this ideology has its roots in the Bible, that it goes back to the time of Christ. Nothing could be further from the truth. The Christian Zionists are all wet, folks. Well, in any case, further data from the description of this book. In an attempt to understand the movement of Christian Zionism, Victoria Clark travels through Israel and the American South, meeting its charismatic leaders and engaging with its enthusiastic followers, for whom the war on terror is a mythic battle between good and evil, and Syria and Iran represent powers of darkness to be nuked into oblivion. On the way, she asks the questions that really matter. Are the Christian Zionist leaders telling the truth when they boast about their close links with the White House? How do Israelis feel about being given support by evangelicals who think they are doomed to hellfire? And what effect does a powerful Christian Zionist lobby have on the complex and volatile situation in the Middle East? Well, folks, this book is highly recommended. You can go to yalebooks.com on the internet to order it, or I'm sure you can get it in your local bookstores. It is a book that should make you uncomfortable, as it makes me uncomfortable, because it reveals the facts about the sad situation that in this country today, there are millions of our fellow Americans who are being led over the cliff by the Israelis and their false prophets that they've installed in the leadership of the dispensationalist movement here in the United States. People such as John Hagee, Pat Robertson, Tim LaHaye, and the late unlamented Jerry Falwell, now roasting, I am absolutely certain, in hell. Very interesting book, and very unsettling, and very well written. And it provides insights into this lunacy of Christian Zionism that just really need to be absorbed. Very, very interesting book. Victoria Clark's Allies for Armageddon. Well, count me out, folks. They're not my allies. They're my enemies. And talking about the alternative media, what we were told for so long was the alternative to the liberal establishment media is hardly anything but that, folks. The Zionists have control of the mass media in America. They put up phony fronts such as Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Mike Savage, Mark Levin, Ann Coulter, Laura Ingraham, Glenn Beck, The list goes on and on, folks. I was talking to Van Lohman of Cincinnati, Ohio, who has been a guest on this program and a very popular guest, I might add. Van's always articulate, has a lot of insights, and, you know, he was just telling me that in Cincinnati, Van's out on the road quite a bit, so he has occasion to have the radio on. And he tells me that from 9 to 12, Laura Ingraham, and these are rough times, but basically from 9 to 12, you have Laura Ingraham. 12 to 3, you have Rush Limbaugh. 3 to 6, Sean Hannity. From roughly 6 to 9, Mike Savage. And from 9 to 12 or thereabouts, you have Mark Levin. And I understand from Willis Cardo, who's heard Mark Levin's broadcast, this guy, Mark Levin, is quite a piece of work. But, folks, here is the Clear Channel Network, folks. The entire day dominated by the rantings and the ravings of these Zionists all. Only two of them are Jewish, Mike Savage and Mark Levin. But the others are loyal front men, and in the case of Laura Ingraham, front women for the Zionist cause. And they are the ones who are presented to the nation as the alternative to the liberal media. Well, folks, the very fact that so many of these voices have such an outreach, the very fact that people like Ann Coulter and Laura Ingraham and Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity have had books on the New York Times bestseller list, the fact that you can go into major bookstores and find the works of this horrible, horrible Mike Savage freely available, suggests to me that perhaps the old image we always had of the mass media being dominated by the liberals is not exactly correct, at least not in the traditional sense of liberal versus conservative. And, of course, that opens up the question as to precisely how, quote-unquote, conservative these types like Limbaugh and Hannity, et cetera, all of these purveyors of garbage and Zionist disinformation, these outlandish and outrageous and egregious promoters of Israel and the Zionist movement in general, the Zionist movement in all its facets, all stemming from that hellish book, the Talmud, which if you ever find a copy of it, ladies and gentlemen, be sure to burn it or send it to me and I'll burn it if you can't burn it in your community. Because I know there are a lot of places where you can't have public burnings. Well, someday I'm going to gather as many copies of the Talmud as I can and burn them, and I'm going to have a picture taken, and I'm going to post it quite proudly on the Internet. But in any case, folks, these so-called conservatives, I've said it again and again and again, and many, many other people have as well, these so-called conservatives are just no more than modern-day Trotskyites. And we all know about Leon Trotsky. He was the Jewish Bolshevik who took over in Russia along with Lenin and Stalin and then was eventually driven out of Russia. But he took his Jewish form of Bolshevism, known as Trotskyism worldwide, and eventually here in the United States, Trotskyism took root and began to evolve into something which, by the early 1970s, was being called neoconservatism. And these neoconservatives, these Trotskyites, they moved into the ranks of the Republican Party and began pushing and shoving and clawing and bribing and blackmailing and extorting their way into power. And they are today the people who are running the good old Republican Party. And I know there's a lot of folks out there who are going to say, well, the Republican Party is always better than the Democratic Party. But, folks, I don't believe that there really is a difference when all is said and done. And there are those who will argue that point and say, well, any Republican is better than any Democrat. But I'm not sure what the difference is between a communist Republican and a communist Democrat. More about that when we come back. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, and eventually we will get around to your calls.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Before we went to the break, I was talking about these awful Trotskyites who now call themselves neoconservatives. Yes, folks, these neoconservatives are just modern-day variations of a form of Jewish Bolshevism that came into being during the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia in 1917. But these same forces that led to the Bolshevik Revolution were active throughout Europe going way, way back at least to the time of the French Revolution. And it's very, very interesting, folks. You know, a number of people have pointed out the similarities between the nature of the modern-day Trotskyite neoconservatives and the Jacobins of the revolutionary forces in the French Revolution. And in the New York Times, of all places, on Sunday, very interesting article by Francois Furstenberg, a professor of history at the University of Montreal, and he talks about the Jacobins. He says they shared a defining ideological feature. They divided the world between pro- and anti-revolutionaries, the defenders of liberty versus its enemies. Now, what's very interesting, he says, is that the Jacobins rooted out domestic political dissent after they came to power in France following the revolution. And, folks, I hasten to remind you that the leaders of the French Revolution stemmed from Jewish and Freemasonic sources. That's something that's been thoroughly documented by a wide variety of writers from a wide variety of political points of view, Catholic and Protestant, French, German, American, British, people from all nations who have written on the French Revolution have documented this. But isn't this interesting? During this period, the Jacobins, during which they took over and began to suppress their political dissent, they called that the Terror. They proudly called it the Terror. Listen to this, folks. Among the Jacobins' greatest triumphs was their ability to appropriate the rhetoric of patriotism and to promote their political program through a tightly coordinated network of newspapers, political hacks, pamphleteers, and political clubs. That sounds to me like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and the whole corrupt gang, led by their benefactor, Rupert Murdoch, and other powerful Jewish financial money lords. Even the Jacobins dressed distinguished true patriots, those who wore badges of patriotism, like the Liberty Cap on their heads, insisting that their partisan views were identical to the national will, believing that only they could save France from apocalyptic destruction. Jacobins could not conceive of legitimate dissent. Political opponents were treasonous, stabbing France and the revolution in the back. This sounds like the rhetoric of Dick Cheney. This sounds like the rhetoric of these neoconservative hacks and propagandists. To defend a nation from its enemies, Jacobins expanded the government's police powers at the expense of civil liberties, endowing the state with the power to detain, interrogate, and imprison suspects without due process. Policies like the mass warrantless searches undertaken in 1792 were justified, according to the Jacobin leader, when the homeland is in danger. The homeland is in danger. Well, thank God our modern-day Jacobins, these Trotskyites, say our homeland is protected by Michael Chertoff, Secretary of Homeland Security. If the French Terror had a slogan, it was attributed to the orator de Saint-Just, "No liberty for the enemies of liberty." Doesn't this really sound familiar, folks? On this principle, the Terror demonstrated its political opponents imprisoned, demonized its political opponents, imprisoned suspected enemies without trial, and eventually sent thousands to the guillotine. All of these actions emerged from the Jacobin worldview that the enemies of liberty deserved no rights. Now, this is interesting, folks. Continuing to read from Francois Furstenberg's commentary. Though it has been a topic of much attention in recent years, the origin of the term terrorist has gone largely unnoticed by politicians and pundits alike. The word was an invention of the French Revolution. It didn't refer to those who hate freedom, nor to non-state actors, nor to quote-unquote Islamofascism. A terrorist was, in its original meaning, a Jacobin leader who ruled France during the Terror. Well, folks, we have modern-day Jacobins, Trotskyites, neoconservatives running this nation through a puppet regime. They're running this nation as their mechanism to enforce what some people call the New World Order. But the New World Order has its roots in the Talmud, that book of horrors that spawned communism and Zionism, spawned the Bolshevik Revolution, and spawned all the terror that's happening in the world today. Remember that, folks. Republicans aren't going to save you. They're the bad guys, too, folks. Don't let them kid you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. During the break, it occurred to me that I am sure that there are so many people, hopefully not that many people, but there are many people out there listening in. There are people out there listening in who still do believe, despite everything I've outlined, despite everything they've heard from other hosts on this network, despite everything that people read in the pages of American Free Press, there are still people out there who don't quite get the big picture. That's why we just have to keep on pounding away as best we can and trying to show people what's really going on in this world. It sometimes seems like a thankless task, but what else can we do? Okay, well, we have quite a few callers lined up here, and I want to get to them, try to squeeze them all in. Let's go to Rick from Ohio. Rick, how are you tonight?
Hey, Michael.
Hey, Rick. Haven't heard from you in a while. Good to hear from you. What's up?
Yeah. Well, gee, you sure got an interesting set of topics tonight, talking about the Jacobins, the Zionist Christians, the Republicans, the Democrats.
Basically, they're all part of the same sorry crowd when it
comes
right down to it.
Yeah, isn't it related, though? Yeah, the Republicans and Democrats, all it is two different hats. They just change their hat depending on the audience.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And But the hate must go forward, you know, the hate and malevolence, it must go forth.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
In World War I, we were told, as Americans, we had to hate Germans and Turks. In World War II, we were told we had to hate Germans and Japanese. And now we're told we have to hate Arabs and white racists. You know, all those nasty people that talk about Jews.
All those bad people out
there.
That's right. We've got to kill them.
That's right. You gotta avoid those people. They might talk about things that you know you're not supposed to be talking about.
That's right. There are acceptable topics, but not that topic.
Yeah. Yeah. How about new bigots and their alliance with AIPAC? These Zionist Christians. I think they're fools. And they're dupes, and they're morally delinquent. I would like to ask them a few questions, like how about the new bigots and their alliance with AIPAC? I would like to ask them a few more questions, like did Islam start the American Civil War? You know, they want to hate Islam now. Did Islam start the American Civil War? Did Islam start the Federal Reserve Banks? Did Islam start the First World War? Did Islam start the Bolshevik Revolution? Did Islam manipulate the Great Depression? Did Islam start World War II? Did Islam rape Europe, killing millions after World War II? Did Islam start civil rights agitation and the war against private property and states' rights in the U.S. Constitution? Did Islam start a no-win war in Vietnam? Did Islam infect youth with a drug culture during the Vietnam War? Did Islam push for the rise of gay rights? Did Islam attack the USS Liberty? Did Islam bankrupt America with a needless war in Iraq? Did Islam flood America with millions of mestizos? Did Islam create a legal system that refuses to deal with black-on-white crime? Did Islam flood the internet and society at large with pornography? Did Islam start a society-destroying and race-destroying feminist movement? Does Islam have an imam tax on your food products? Does Islam record your phone calls? Does Islam own your sellout politicians? Does Islam control your universities and what is taught in your society? Does Islam control what books are allowed for your school kids? Does Islam control 99% of all government departments? Does Islam control the focus of your thoughts? Does Islam hate you?
You know, that's a very interesting assembly.
Yes. They ought to start asking about what are their Zionist slash agitator slash preachers doing to protect American society? What are they doing to protect Christian morality in the West? It sounds to me like they're doing a lot to cover up a lot of things.
Well, but then again, you know, it's funny, you know, if you pose those questions to the average American, I think the average American, it might, if they actually put some time into it and started thinking about it, they would probably be able to answer all of those questions quite correctly.
Yeah.
If just by instinct. However, these Christian Zionists in America who have been so thoroughly brainwashed, you know, Rick, if you posed those questions to the average Christian Zionist, they would just go even more insane than they are now. Because they would be, you know, instinctively as human beings, to the extent that they have still human rationality within them, they would understand that the answer to all of those questions is no. But they have been so brainwashed that they would be unable to answer with the correct answer, which they knew in their hearts and in their minds and in their souls would be the correct answer.
Which is why I stated they are morally delinquent.
Yeah, I you know, I tell you, I've mentioned this on the program, And I'm going to repeat it again because I think it I've used it two times that I can remember with Christian Zionists. And this was suggested to me by Dale Crowley Jr., the Christian broadcaster. Dale, I told Dale that I was having trouble answering some letters from some good people who wrote the old Spotlight regarding the subject of Zionism and Israel, and these were good Christians, or so they said. And Dale said to them, Dale told me to ask them this question. Do you think that a Palestinian Christian minister whose family lived in Palestine for the last 500 years has more right to live in his family home in Jerusalem than does a New York-born Jewish pornographer who decided one day to become a Zionist and go to Palestine and take up residence there in Jerusalem? And, you know, I posed that question, just as Dale suggested it, to two different people in letters, and both of them wrote back to me admitting that that question that I posed to them had caused them to lose some sleep. One of them specifically put it that way. He said, I have been up several nights thinking about that. The other person said essentially the same thing. So like I say, you know, the people who are Christians, or at least who perceive themselves to be Christians, they're on the right track. But they have been so brainwashed by this Schofieldism, you know, that very things that are written about in this book by Victoria Clark, Allies for Armageddon. That's why it's so important that good, real Christian leaders like Stan Rittenhouse and Reverend Ted Pike and Chuck Carlson of Straight Gate Ministries, thank God that they're out there doing this important work to try to break the back of Christian Zionism from within.
Yes,
and posing the very kind of questions that you've posed right there. That's one remarkable list. And I hope people that are listening to this program, I hope what they do, Rick, is that they go to the archives of this program and transcribe everything you said and send it out in emails to their friends and send it in Christmas cards to their Christian Zionist friends and just kind of let these people think about it. Because that's, like I said, that's all we can do. We can just keep pounding away and trying to show these people who should be on our side, these Christians who are Zionists, maybe they'll start to understand.
Yeah, well, they need to be confronted, that's for sure.
That's right.
And
that's
Chuck Carlson, he's leading the charge in that. He's really doing good work there.
He's doing good work. You know, he spoke at the No More Wars for Israel conference, and he's going around the country confronting these creatures, these leaders, and trying to break through to their followers, and God bless them for doing it.
Yes, sir.
All right, Rick, thanks for your call. Good work, Rick. Appreciate
okay.
that.
Good night, Michael.
All righty. Let's go to Frank in Canada. Frank, what's going on tonight?
Hey, Mike, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing it.
Yeah, it's Frank White of the Israel Watch Research Project. How are you? Mike?
Yes, I'm here. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mike, just wondering something. I figured out who this professor is who's stalking, I guess, for lack of a better term, the way it's described, you and Mark Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if any RBN show would be willing to host this, but I was actually given secondhand information that apparently this professor had some objection to Mark Glenn comparing purported Holocaust of European Jewry to the Israeli Holocaust of the Palestinians. Now, I would like to actually issue a debate challenge to that professor.
Okay.
No, I don't know if any RBN show would be willing to host it. Maybe we could do it on Talawi's, maybe even yours, if you're willing to stomach the guy for it.
Well, I personally, because of the threats that this gentleman has made against me,
right?
I am hesitant to have any direct association with him in any kind.
Right.
But I think that somebody somewhere, maybe on this network, maybe on Hashem Talawi's show, maybe they would be willing, maybe someone else here in the network would be willing to host a debate, because I think that anybody else who is prepared to take on this guy under other, you know, I'm not going to do it because I'm not going to allow him to put me in the position where he can make further threats against me, but I think that there are other people out there who would be willing to host a debate with this guy, and
sure.
I think he can be torn to shreds because he has no foundation for any of what he talks about, and I know from my own experience that this professor just lies like a rug.
Well, this is a formal challenge. I formally challenge that professor to a debate on any topic regarding Israel. I'm even willing to debate the comparisons of genocides between the two, between Nazi Germany and Israel toward the Palestinians, and
Frank,
whether
do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
Repeat your website address, and I imagine on your website there's a contact spot for you.
Yeah, now what people can do is israelwatchresearchproject.blogspot.com, or you can go to crescentandcross.com, go down to the left-hand side, and you'll see a link to my blog there that's listed as Israel Watch Research. Now, on my blog, at the end of each post, there is a comment section. Now, someone just has to click the comment section, and they can send me a message. Now, maybe if Mark Glenn or Hesham Talawi or even his professor himself, if he's listening, would be willing to at least send me a message, leave me an email address or something, and I would like to really debate this guy on any issue regarding Israel. I'll even talk to him about Jewish Bolshevism, or I'll debate any such topic with him. I am really interested. Like, I want it to be a civilized debate, but I am more than willing to take this guy on, because one thing I can't stand is a Zionist bully, and I want to take, and I like to debate them and crush them.
Well, I think that's fantastic, Frank. So that's what I urge that professor to do. If he's listening, he can go to crescentandcross.com. He knows how to do it. We don't need to tell him the address, and he can easily link to your website from there.
And Mark Glenn has my email address, so he could even, I mean, from what I understand, he's emailing Mark all the time.
That's correct.
So he can actually send the acceptance to Mark Glenn, and maybe Mark Glenn would send it to me, assuming Mark Glenn is willing to do it.
I'm sure Mark would be willing to do it. I can't speak for Mark, obviously,
right,
but
right.
I think such a debate would be very productive, because it would get everything out on the table, and this professor fancies himself kind of the, I don't know who we could compare him to. I guess he fancies himself to be a modern-day David, so to speak.
Well, somehow I get the feeling if he and I debate, I'm going to become the next Finkelstein, and he's going to become the next psychotic version of Dershowitz. I just have that feeling. We're going to end up in a situation like that. But I really do want a piece of this guy, you know, in a debate, like in a civilized debate. I'm fair. I'm not going to call him names or anything. I'd like to debate him, especially around Israel. I'd really like to go after him on that, because I have a decent knowledge of international law, and I would really like to take him on that. And I could actually make a strong case that Israel is like a Nazi state and has practiced genocide.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting, and you know this well, Frank. Even the policies in modern-day Israel today that define who's a Jew were at least originally based on the very same policies, the Nuremberg laws that defined in Germany, in Nazi Germany, who was a Jew and who was not. So,
sure.
So on that basis alone, we can say that the State of Israel had its very foundations in the philosophical mindset of Nazi Germany vis-a-vis the question of race and religion relating to the Jewish people of Europe. So right there is an interesting starting point. Obviously, it's all up to you and the good professor.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to email Mark Glenn, and I'm going to see if maybe him and Hesham Talawi would like to host this, assuming the professor accepts. So I think I'll do that. So I'm going to do what I can to make it happen. And if it does happen, I hope you listen to the debate, Mike.
You can bet your boots on that.
Great.
Or maybe I should say you can bet your Bible on that, because you're going to be speaking the truth, and this other character is just going to be speaking a lot of lies. And coming back to what I said to to our caller earlier, to Rick from Ohio, I think the average person, even a person maybe not schooled in the intricacies of the Middle East debate, will be pretty much able to judge who's telling the truth and who isn't. And, you know, that's a good thing about the position we're taking, because our positions are based on the facts and not the myths.
Well, exactly. And one thing we have to remember is that a Zionist, is what makes a Zionist effective, is that he can lie and make himself believe it. That's really the truth. I've debated Zionists who absolutely know nothing about international law, but they will come up with the most fallacious non sequiturs and excuses to basically justify their faulty positions. It's really unbelievable.
It actually becomes almost comic. Okay, all right, well, listen, Frank, thanks for your call. I hope this debate happens.
Yes, sir.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here. Let's see if the good professor takes up Frank on this offer to debate publicly, live, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It will be some real good programming, I guarantee you that. And I know who's going to win.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're wrapping up the hour here on this Monday night. Going to go to our last caller for the evening, Gary from Tennessee. Gary, what's going on tonight?
How you doing this evening?
Well, what's going on, Gary?
Well, I'm very concerned about this overwhelming passage of House Bill 1955 about the homegrown terrorist. I think it's the last nail in the coffin of the Republic. If you take in totality the Warner defense spending bill, and you take the Military Commissions Act, and you take the Patriot Act 1 and 2, and a few other ones scattered in between, I'm concerned that we may not have an election in 2008. I think they'll pull a terrorist act, and remember that little smirky grin, you know, that the man in the White House said it'd be okay as long as he was the dictator? Well, mm-hmm. He's pretty much set up right now, so what's going to happen to talk radio? And those of us that are plugged into it every day and every night, on the computer and make call-ins like this.
That's all been part of their rhetoric since 9/11. Everybody who disagrees with the Bush administration or disagrees in some way with the state of Israel, we're all potential terrorists, or at the very least, we're lending our support to terrorism by not standing up for George Bush and his friends in Israel. So yeah, I mean the concerns are very, very real. This latest legislation is just a follow up on the original anti-terrorism measures that were passed after the Oklahoma City bombing. So you're absolutely right about it, Gary. It's something to be concerned about, and unfortunately, you know, if there is some sort of provocation, which is supposedly traced to the terrorists, that can be the match point for the flashpoint for literally setting up a dictatorship in this country. The mechanism, like you say, is already there.
I don't know if they got the cojones to pull it off, but if they're stupid enough to do that, it's going to be like putting a rabid dog in a narrow hallway with no way out except through you. And you know what that means? That's going to mean lock
yeah,
and load.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned Van Lohman earlier in this program. He and I were talking last night, and, you know, he said that in all the years he's been involved in politics, he's never felt so frustrated and felt as though things were beyond the point of or I should say he feels like things have gone beyond the point of no return, and that's why I'm going to be here talking until they come to take me away. And I know that all the good people out there like you who have been sticking your necks out, you're going to be there fighting as well, and that's all we can do. It's scary, but what else can we do but fight?
Well, that's what they did in 1776. Maybe it's time for it again.
Oh, I definitely think so. I think it's time for a second American Revolution, or as my friend Joe Fields, one of the organizers of the No More Wars for Israel conference, he said here in this program the other night, he said it's time for a counter-revolution, because the second revolution was when these horrible creatures took over our country through the Federal Reserve and through their intrigues of the last 75 years. So we do need some sort of revolution, whether it's a counter-revolution or a third American Revolution, but we definitely need it. So, Gary, thanks for your call, and you're absolutely right, and I hope people listen to what you've said and take it very, very seriously.
The terrorists are in Washington. I'm not worried about Islamic terrorists.
That's exactly right.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Well, we're wrapping it up tonight, folks. Apologies.